Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. We're coming to you from Herb's House Coffee Shop.
Sorry, I'm fixing my coffee.
Yeah, here in Dallas, Texas. And we're about a block away from the Bush Presidential Library, just to give some people some orientation.
No, they're a block away from us. That's what you're saying.
Kent, I love your humor. I love your humor. It's hard to know when you're kidding, when you're serious. Well, we're in Proverbs 10, verse 16, and the title of this is Wisdom's Payday. Wisdom's Payday. And I want to read the proverb, Kent. It says, the wages of the righteous is life. The income of the wicked, punishment. Again, such a sharp contrast. And, you know, this is a form of literature that's known as antithetical parallelism, where there's a sharp contrast between the first part of the verse and then the second part of the verse. And it's the contrast between the righteous and the wicked. And he says, the wages of the righteous is life. This is a figure of speech, of course. And when he says wages, he really means the outcome or the result. Literally, the word does mean payoff or recompense. And so the outcome of the righteous, and the righteous here refers to those who live in a way that pursues wisdom and their life is being brought into conformity to the truth that is found in wisdom. This is what it results in. Life. And when he says life here, the idea is the full and abundant life that God has planned for us. It's referring to the positive benefits of living a righteous life. And of course, there is a price to pay, in that we have forsaken the path of the world, and we stand alone many times, and we can receive opposition and persecution. So it doesn't mean that if we live a righteous life, it's just all clear sailing. We too face trials and troubles and tribulations. However, this proverb does rightly point out that there are positive benefits to living a righteous life, and the positive far outweighs the painful. And he says the wages of the righteous is life. And the word life here, Kent, literally means substance, that there is a substantial life, a full life that is lived. If you are pursuing wisdom and living with practical righteousness. The contrast is, he says, the income of the wicked, and there's a payoff to the wicked. The word income here means revenue or produce. And the wicked here refers to the one who goes his own way and abandons God's law and God's wisdom. And the word literally means a guilty one or a criminal. And it's the idea of breaking God's law, even if you're never caught by the government. Nevertheless, in the eyes of God, you're wicked. And the result of that, he says, is punishment. And the idea, I think, is initially, I mean, there are painful consequences to living a life of sin. And there is a payoff for sin. And sin pays dividends of punishment, physically, emotionally, mentally, I think at times even financially. And so there are negative outcomes for the wicked, and the income that they have deposited into their life is really disorder and destruction. And so wisdom's payoff, wisdom's payday, is that it receives wages that are life, abundant life, full life, substantial life. And so, Kent, that's what I think every believer, every Christian wants to experience. And this is Solomon's observation, that if you'll go God's way, there will be positive result. It will yield positive dividends in your life.
Steve, I was reading a couple of weeks ago statistics on America, and it said something like there are more Americans than ever on depression medication, mood elevators. I'm not saying some people don't need it legitimately, but a huge percentage were taking taking medication just to be able to get through life because they were so down, so depressed, so distraught.
Yeah.
Does that play into what you're saying?
Absolutely it does, Ken.
So what does that mean?
I mean, that's a great example, what you just stated there, that if you live your life without trusting God and without committing your life to God, I mean, you are subject to anxiety and stress and worry and creating unnecessary problems in your life, unnecessary financial problems, unnecessary marital problems, unnecessary parental problems, unnecessary employment problems. I mean, we can just keep the list going because you've tried to figure out life without God's wisdom. And so you're going down this path. It is inevitably headed for destruction.
So there's no way, is what you're saying, to live apart from God and have and have a life that's fulfilling, that has peace, that has joy. There's really no way.
It will be empty. It will be hollow at best.
At best.
At best. And at the same time, that there will be trials, many of which are just unnecessary, that you've brought it on yourself. You have fallen on your own sword because you have sown seeds of wickedness, and there is a bad harvest that comes in your life.
Okay. All right, so let's say I'm listening to this, and I'm somewhere in the world, and I've made a lot of mistakes recently, and I'm living a sinful life. I'm against God's will.
Yeah.
And I want to have this kind of righteous life that is fulfilling, that is joyful and peaceful. How do I turn it around? What do I need to do so I can get and have what Solomon says I can have?
Kent, you got a great way of getting to the heart of the matter. And I think it really begins with the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That you've got to come back to the place where God is the most important person in your life. And if that's never happened, then you need to commit your life to Jesus Christ and repent of your sins and turn to God. And if you are a genuine Christian and have been backsliding or drifting or become ensnared in sin, then you need to repent of that and come back to the Lord with a full heart and to be walking in a manner worthy of your calling. And you need to come back to trusting God and also, Kent, obeying God as you walk through this world. And to know that God is a God of forgiveness and that God is a God of a second chance. And God is a God who wipes the slate clean and can give us a fresh start. And so you need to stop right now and turn to the Lord before there might be some consequences that can't be undone right where you are for the time that remains in your life. Whatever that amount of time is, you need to come back to the Lord. You need to commit your life to Him. And the time that remains in your life, it will be the fullest life it could possibly be. There's no way God can restore the wasted time and the wasted years, but God can help you maximize what time is left here in this world, and that there can be a full harvest of blessing that can still come to your life if right now you will turn to the Lord. And so if that's where you find yourself today, then I want to encourage you. God is a gracious God, and God is a loving and forgiving God. And if you have gone your own way, then I just appeal to you to turn to the Lord, and he will receive prodigal sons back into the fold. And so may you do that today, and may you know wisdom's payday in your life. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.